The Lowdown. Audio downloads for people who are long on ambition, but short on time. The Lowdown. Improve your speech. British English. Written by David Gwillim and Deirdre Morris, and presented by Jamie Glover. Hello, and welcome to Improve Your Speech, specially designed for speakers of British English. Everyone wants to look good, but it's important to sound good too. You are your voice. It's your identity. It reveals who you are and how you feel. It reveals the truth about you. The sound that you make indicates everything about you. Your background, your level of education, your ability to understand. People make assumptions about you the minute you open your mouth. The same assumptions they make when they look at what you're wearing. But it's no good putting on a power suit and then mumbling at your interview. Voice matters. Improve Your Speech will give you the tools you need to sound better. These tools will be useful whether English is your first or your second language. But let's be clear, this is not a language course. The aim isn't to improve your vocabulary or to eradicate accent. Your accent will be modified only insofar as it assists clarity and tone. You will still be you, but a you whose voice has impact, whose voice is easy on the ear. The tools and tips you'll learn will help you to develop vocal resonance and range, and to convey what you want to convey. A clear speaker signals a clear thinker. Clear speech is essential in almost every field of professional activity. To be clearly understood when making a deal, to be able to control your tone of voice in a meeting and give nothing away that you do not want to give away, to use a reasonable tempo on the telephone with people who may not understand you easily, to appear confident one-to-one or when addressing a convention, to have the confidence that you can hold people's attention. All this is important to people in many walks of life. Clear speech will help you maximize your potential and make you an asset to your chosen business or profession. Here's a story that illustrates the point. As an experiment, a university hired an actor to deliver a lecture on philosophy. He gave the same lecture to two separate groups of students. He delivered the first lecture in a sloppy, urban drawl. He delivered the second using proper voice production and better diction. The students of each class were then asked to fill in a questionnaire. It emerged that those students who had listened to the second lecture considered the lecturer to be not only more intelligent and more educated, but also better looking and taller. Same lecture, same lecturer, different voice. That's the kind of impact good speech can have. Let's take a moment to identify a few common bad vocal habits. Now, how brave are you? I'm going to ask you to stand in front of a mirror and talk to yourself. Say anything you like. No one's listening. As you speak, watch what you do with your lips. Are they moving at all? Do you keep them so tight that your voice has to squeeze its way through? Are your teeth clenched as if you're trying to keep out flies? Is your tongue lazy? By that, I mean how often does it make contact with the alveolar ridge? And no, that isn't a section of the Himalayas. It's the hard gum ridge just above and behind your upper front teeth. If your tongue isn't coming into contact with this part of your mouth for a lot of what you say, chances are you aren't saying it right. Go through the vowels aloud. Just to remind you, these are A, E, I, O, and U. Do your lips change shape with each vowel, or are they fixed and wooden? Are your shoulders and neck locked, that is to say, rigid? Locking tenses the neck, the larynx, and the vocal cords, which means the voice is not relaxed and resonant. And here is the big one. Are your lower ribs released? When you breathe in, do the sides of your ribs expand sideways to allow breath to fill the lungs, or does your upper chest rise? If your upper chest rises, you're going to increase the tension in your shoulders and neck. Now, take a moment to listen. How do you sound? Is your voice nasal, as if you have a peg on your nose? Is it squeaky? Do you use baby talk instead of grown-up talk, for example, saying little instead of little? Take time to identify your particular problem. We will return to this topic later to show you how to correct those bad habits. Let's get started. Part 1. I want you to spare a moment to think about how voice works. Believe me, It's important to grasp just how much of the body is involved in that simple act of creating sound.